Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week, and it's sunny outside today with no clouds in sight, and it's also Valentine's Day, so whatever you're doing, make sure you enjoy this day, and love for all the lovey-doveys out there, and if you're staying single, don't worry, you can always treat yourself with something, so thank God for that, but, yeah, so welcome to a very special Valentine's Day episode, and yeah, I'm so excited, but if you're hearing this in a day in advance, so not to worry about that, but yeah, but wait, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HGU, and I recap both of these lovely shows, and I'm gonna tell you that this episode, this one was a close call, y'all, so trust me, when I recap this episode, you'll hear what I can hear in a minute. But, yeah, so I hope you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll get a kick out of it at the end of it. And I hope it made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want a Henry Danger podcast to make cheer themselves up, am I right? So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. And there's a new roller coaster coming to the Magic Kingdom, and it's Tron Light Cycle Run. It's now in previews, so if I were you, make sure you go and do those previews, whatever you can. Trust me, guys. When I saw this ride, I was like, oh my God, we're entering the grid? I mean, come on now. So if you have a... It's now in previews. We should go and check it out if you have the opportunity. And it looks so fun, to be honest with you. And I gotta say, I can't wait to see this right for myself when it opens. So I'll keep you posted when about the opening date. So trust me, it's only in previews right now. So whoever's in the preview line, go enjoy it as much as you can. And yeah, that's about it. So Tron Light Cycle Run, I am so excited for it. And hope you enjoy those previews, guys. So hope you enjoy it. And we got a new Marvel movie that's beginning Phase 5, and that is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. This is the film that begins Phase 5 of the MCU, and I am so freaking dang excited. Paul Rudd is back as Scott Lang, who is Ant-Man, of course, and Cassie Lang is now joining the group, who is now a full teenager, and the Wasp is joining their side again, as always. But Kang the Conqueror is here, guys. Kang the Conqueror is here, and he has no freaking joke. And what I'm going to tell you, I cannot wait to see this movie. I got to say that much. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? Everybody's movie is this movie to begin Phase 5, and I am so dang excited. So make sure you get your tickets. Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, this Friday. So you do not want to miss that. Trust me, I'm a big Marvel fan myself. Go get my tickets. So make sure you go check out Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, this Friday. So if you're to begin Phase 5, and I cannot wait for that. So yeah. Okay, so I'm going to recap Episode 8. Season 5 of Henry Danger, Broken Armed and Dangerous. Man, when I tell you this episode was a close call for Henry's sake, I mean it was a close call for Henry's sake. So, yeah, so I can't wait to recap this episode to you guys, and who knows, maybe you'll like it, maybe you won't, but you get my point, but I hope I make you happy, and that's what matters to me. So, yeah. Oh my God, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go up and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so thank you so much for coming on in. Make sure you get the plays going. Keep on following me. I really appreciate it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you guys make me happy, and that's what matters. If you make this woman happy, that's all that matters. So yeah, and the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 8, season 5 of Henry Danger, Broken Arm and Dangerous. When I told you that, man, this episode was a close call for Henry's secret identity to be exposed, and I gotta say it that much, it was a close call for Henry's secret identity to be exposed, and sadly, this is the last time we're gonna see Swellview Junior High ever, but you might see it on Danger Force if I haven't covered that for you already. But, yeah, so sadly, this is the last time we're going to see Swellview Junior High ever in this series. And I'm going to miss it, the old update, you know? It's kind of like the Swellview Junior High that we all know for so much, for many years. And, yeah, this is not the last time we're going to see Swellview Junior High. But if you might see it in Danger Force, it's got an all-new makeover. So trust me. This is the last time we get to see it in Henry Danger, so, yeah, I'm sad about that. But, yeah, but anyways, this episode is crazy, guys. I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, and trust me, this episode is gonna think that they have a close call in their hands, and let's just say that one of them is an idiot to think of an idea, if you get what my drift. So, yeah, so I hope you got your snacks and everything. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I hope you enjoy this episode, because trust me, you're gonna be mind-blown by this one as well. So trust me, I hope you like it as much as I did. So, yeah, so man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, turn on the speakers, whatever device that you have. It's because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah, so let's get this party started. And let's begin. Okay, so there's two scenes involved in this. There's the man cave and the KLVY news. We go to the man cave, we go to the junk and stuff, through the bright fire-breathing dinosaur, go through the back, go to the elevator, press the button, go all the way down, see the man cave sequence, and we see Schwoz, Jasper, and Charlotte watching the news, for some reason at all, and Mary Gaberman said, "Don't go outside." Mary turned over and said, "That's right, Mary," and cut to them watching the news, with Trent and Mary as always. The National Society of Names just released this year's list of the most popular baby names. Cut to them back and forth during this conversation, as well, of course. Casey and Abigail topped the charts. Cut to Jasper being, like, happy, of course. And cut to Mary Gabriel and for this... And for the third year in a row... The latest popular baby name is Hornface. Cut to Charlotte, who's confused, and Schwoz, and Jasper as well. And back to Marion saying, Hornface. Cut to Trent over on says, makes sense. Mary Gamer said, mm-hmm. In our number two story tonight, the playground pooper has struck again. To Charlotte, Schwoz, and Jasper laughing. Cut to Trent Overrunner and said, the Swellview police suddenly have more duties than usual because someone or something has been using Swellview's playgrounds every night as a toilet. Cut to Charlotte, Schwoz, and Jasper laughing again. Back to Trent Overrunner and said, police have piles of evidence. We have, but had to arrest the prankster despite being flush with clues. Cut to Jasper and saying, has the news always been this funny? And then the alarm, the two goes off, two tubes come down, one for Captain Man and one for Kid Danger, but Kid Danger is holding his arm, which is not a good sign. And somehow Captain Man was holding Kid Danger for support, and they both got down the stairs, all of them in the shot, and cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, and Captain Man saying, we got a bad situation here, people. Cut to Charlotte standing up. He says, we know. And she crossed her arms, and she said, the playground pooper has shrunk again. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Schwoz and Jasper laughing, and cut to Captain Man laughing next to Kid Danger. Captain Man said, no way, really? Cut to Charlotte and cut to Kid Danger, and Captain Man said, no, actually, it's a little bit of a different. The Captain Man said, shh, I want to hear this. With Captain Man tapping his arm, with Kid Danger screaming in pain, ow! Cut to Cut to Catman unmuting the news. Well, all of them were in the background. Cut to Trent Overrider and said, "Police have no idea who's doing the dumping. An angry teen? To all of them, a large baby?" Cut to both of them again and said, "Mary?" I said, "No one knows." Cut to Mary Gabriel and said, "It's a real poo who done it." Cut to Charlotte Schwartz, Jasper, and Catman laughing. With Henry the one out. Cut to Catman next to Kid Danger said, "It's probably Jasper." Cut to Jasper next to Schwartz and said, "What?" Schwartz said, "I was just trying to say that." Cut to Jasper, "What? It's not me." Cut to Charlotte said, "I don't know, Jasper. It just smells like something you do." Cut to Jasper laughing along and said, "Oh, that's a real funny. That's a really funny." And cut to him walking away, cut to all of them, and cut to him and say, "It's a really funny joke. Hey, that's a really funny." He said, "All right, joke's over." And he turns back around. The Captain Man and Kid Danger, but Captain Man said, "I'm not joking. I'm serious. You think it's you." And Jasper just gave him the look of disbelief. And Captain Kid Danger said, "Okay, guys, can we focus on what happened to me, please?" Captain Man said, "Oh, they're talking about what happened to you." Cut to him tapping his arm again. Captain said, "Ow, ow, ow, ow." Cut to Trent Overrider with a picture of Kid Danger and said, "And non-funny news. When does this say that Kid Danger, while teaming up with Captain Man, super criminal with a ninja with Dr. Karate on it, and said, criminal Dr. Karate broke his arm this evening?" Cut to all of them and got Jasper gassed. And he turned around to Kid Danger and said, "You broke your arm?" The Kid Danger cut to Captain and said, "That's what I've been trying to tell you guys." Cut to Schwartz and cut to them and said, "Dr. Karate, Karate chopped my arm." Cut to Jasper saying, "I bet you wish you still had your superpower." To Kid Danger feeling guilty next to Captain Man and Schwartz and saying, "Yeah." Said, "Because if you still had your super fast reflex, you could have just moved out of the way." The Kid Danger, who's got it, cut to the man and Schwartz said, "All right, I got it." Cut to Charlie said, "You guys, this is really bad." To Schwartz next to Kid Danger, "It's just a broken arm. We will cut it off. It'll grow back." Cut to Kid Danger in disbelief and shock. They said, "What? No." Schwartz said, "That's not how arms work." Cut to all of them and cut to Schwartz says, "All right, that's a starfish." Sean said, "Listen, what's bad is that if everyone in 12 of you knows that Kid Danger's broke his arm tonight, then Henry Hart suddenly shows up tomorrow morning with a broken arm." Cuts up, camera angles back to Charlotte, and then any idiot can put two and two together, figure out that Henry is Kid Danger. Cut to Schwartz going to the couch and saying, "I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to put anything." Cut to Mary Gaberman saying, cut to all of them looking. Cut to Mary said, "I just put two and two together." Cut to Trent sitting over on saying, "Oh, really?" Cut to her looking to the camera and saying, "Yes, people should look out for a boy about Kid Danger's height, about Kid Danger's age." Cut to every camera angles with all of them nervous, who has a newly broken arm, because that boy would be... She was about to finish her sentences, and turned over and said, "Keep going, Mary." Cut to Mary Gibber and said, "The playground pooper?" Cut to all of them in relief. Turn over and said, "Oh, so close." Cut to all of them and cut to turn over and said, "Mary, that boy would be Kid Danger." Cut to all of them groaning. Jasper and Schwartz said, "Ah!" Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger with disbelief. And cut to Charlotte saying, "See?" Schwartz says, "Okay. We have a really big problem on our hands." Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, "I agree. How are we going to get Jasper to stop pooping in playgrounds?" Cut to Jasper said, "It's not me!" And cut to all of them looking at Jasper. And that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are three scenes involved in this, and that's the man cave, Henry's house, and Swabby Junior High. So the machine beeping, Schwartz was scanning Henry's arm, while Well, Ray is still in the corner with his blaster. And Ray said, does that thing detect muscles too, Schwartz? Because I'm looking at Henry's arm and I'm not seeing any. Cut to Schwartz and Ray laughing. Nice. It just broke my arm. Perfect time to start making fun of me. Ray said, it was a joke. Relax. What, did you break your funny bone too? To Henry, Cut to Schwartz says, actually, he did. To him with the broken arms scan, he said, look, the break is in his humerus bone. And he said, Ray said, oh yeah, right here. And he started poking it. And he said, hey, what the heck, dude? Stop it! And cut him poking it. Ray kept screaming, see that where my finger's poking? And he said, what are you doing? Who does that? Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Stop! You're literally touching the most broken part of my bone right now. Ray said, right here. Stop! He said, can you stop? Stop! Cuts it right, looking at him, he's like, okay! He said, easy! Cuts to Henry next to Schwartz said, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's the plan? Schwartz says, the plan is him taking out a yellow bubble gum out, giving it to Henry, said, you blow a bubble and fix your arm trouble. Henry gave him the look when he was putting the bubble gum in his mouth. Schwartz says, see? He said, I can do rhymes too. Can Ray say, psh, big deal, you did a rhyme. I do them all the... I cut to both Henry and Schwartz looking at him. He said, every day. Oh, Lord. And cut to Henry blowing a bubble. It popped. And it goes over his arm. And somehow a cast just appeared out of nowhere. And we're clapping. And Henry's like, hey, whoa. So... Cuts to Ray, all of them, cuts to Ray, said, nice cash, Schwartz. This problem is, taps Henry's arm. Henry screams in pain, and he said, solved. Henry said, ow, this problem is not solved. Cuts to Ray next to Henry and said, why not? Henry said, because, dude, if people see that I broke my arm, know I'm kid danger. So now I'm gonna hide this cast until my arm heals. Cuts to Ray, snapping his fingers, said, easy. And he goes around the cave couch. Henry's making faces while Schwartz was listening. He said, we break Henry's other arm, so he'll have two broken arms. Wait, nobody will think he's kid danger. And he sits down and says, the problem is solved. Cut to Henry said, you're not breaking my arm, dude. Henry said, okay then, Schwartz will do it. Henry said, what? No. Cut to Schwartz tapping Henry's arm and said, I have a different plan. Henry said, ow. Cut to Jasper and Charlotte behind them, get out of the guillotine door upstairs. And Jasper said, I found the case of fake arms. Schwartz said, where was he? To Jasper coming down and said, right by the big jar of real legs. Cut to Schwartz, cut to Henry, who was confused by that, and said, why do you have a jar of real legs? Cut Schwartz says, a guy owed me $20. He paid me in legs. Cut to Henry, who was confused. Cut to Charlotte and he said, and this is the biggest sweater I could find. Cut close to her. He said, it was just in a drawer, not near any body parts. Thank God. Cut to all of them and Charlotte tossing the sweater to Schwartz. And he goes to the case. He said, okay, we give Henry one of these fake arms. And then we hide his cast with a sweater from Ray. Really love horses. Cut with a sweatshirt. Cut to Ray. Both of them raise. All of a sudden, said, oh, yeah. So Henry said, I used to race them. They always beat me, though. Schwartz says, okay. And he opened the case, and there was a lot of fake arms and hands. He said, I got a lot of arms options for you. But, so all of them, but we had to find just the right one. So, fake arm fashion show. So all of them cheering. Jasper said, woo. He said, ha, ha, ha. Cut to Henry not enjoying this. Cut to Schwartz doing his own thing. Somehow, there's a drape behind him. We see Charlotte, Jasper, Schwartz, and Ray finding Henry getting ready. And all of a sudden, he was in the sweater covering it up with a fake arm. And the music plays. And cut to Ray say, yeah, hey, oh yeah, Charlotte say, it's great. And the music dies down, which was the hilarious part. And cut to Henry saying, seems good. Cut to Charlotte said, man, I really thought that would take longer. Therese said, me too. But you know, sometimes the first arm just feels right. So all them in separate ways, just the first arm's always right. That's the way they say. Cut to Henry. And cut to Ray says, so once again, this problem is solved. So Henry says, once again, the problem is not solved. To Ray and cut to Henry says, I mean, dude, this wedding garment might work for like a day, but it's not going to fool people for long. I mean, look at this thing. And he fooled around with his fake arm. And cut to Jasper with Charlotte and said, try tugging it into your pocket. Cut to Ray said, or hook your thumb through your belt loop. That's what I do, whatever, I look cool. And tough. Cut to all of them. And Jasper said, oh yeah, try this, Henry. Yeah, do this. And Jasper and Ray hit their faces like, you look cool, man. He's like, yeah, you look cool too, what's up? Cut to Charlotte, who was like, what the heck are they doing? Cut back to them and cut to Henry and said, yeah, I'm not doing that. Cut to Ray next to Jasper and said, you're lost. Cut to Henry and cut to Charlotte and said, standing up and saying, or, cut to all of them and said, tomorrow morning at school, we fake a stage fake accident where Henry can pretend to break his fake arm in front of everyone. Well, cut to her and cut to Henry and said, yes, then I'll have an excuse for my broken arm and people won't think I'm Kid Danger. Well, Charlotte going to the other side while him turning around. Cut to Charlotte, exactly. And Henry said, okay. And Charlotte next to him said, we do something simple, like Jasper accidentally closing your fake arm into his locker. He's like, done. Henry said, problem actually solved, giving her a fist bump. Jasper turns around and said, perfect. Schwa says, I like it. Ray says, yawn. And he takes the sip. Cut to Henry, who was with Charlotte, and said, what? And cut to all of them. And cut to Ray and saying, oh, I said yawn, because that plan puts me to sleep. Cut to Charlotte going to him and said, I'm sorry. Cut to Ray and said, I mean, it's boring. It'll work. Probably great. And he said, but where's the funny? Cut to Charlotte said, I'm not trying to be funny. Ray said, mission accomplished. Cut to Henry, Jasper, and Charlotte. Ray said, next to Schwazer said, I got a better idea. Funnier idea. Still got that trebuchet? To Ray and Schwaz laughing. Schwaz is back off the background. Ray said, we're doing the trebuchet. Cut to Henry and cut to Jasper playing Henry's fake arm with Charlotte. Said, what's a trebuchet? What is he doing? Jasper, will you please stop playing with my fake arm? And he gives up with the hands up. Cut to Ray said, cut to all of them said, we'll handle it. Ray said, you don't have to worry about anything. So Henry next to Jasper and Charlotte said, that makes me worry about everything. Charlotte said, me too. And cut to Ray said, all you gotta do, Ray next to Schwaz said, all you gotta do is meet me and Schwaz at school tomorrow morning and we'll trip you, show you a fake accident. That's way funnier than Charlotte's. Cut to Henry said, all right, whatever. I'm tired. I'm going home. Goes to the elevator. Charlotte said, yeah, I'm out like Jasper's belly button. She goes where Henry's going. Charlotte said, oh, way out. Cut to going to the elevator as well. Schwartz saying, turn around saying, Henry, don't let your parents see your cast when you get home. Henry said, I won't. He tapped his fake arm on the button. The elevator opens and he goes in. Schwartz said, because then they'll know that you're Kid Danger. To him in the elevator with Charlotte and Jasper about to get in. And Henry said, I realize that. And catch Schwartz saying, then we have to wipe their memories again. Cut to Henry with Charlotte and Jasper saying, I said, and he said, he got on to her and said, wait, again? And Schwartz saying, I don't know. And cut to all three of them, and cut to Ray, with toilet paper saying, hey, Jasper, catch. And cut to Jasper catching the toilet paper, and Ray shooting it to him. Cut to Jasper saying, what's this for? To Ray said, in case you pass a playground on your way home. And cut to Jasper and Charlotte. Cut to Henry and Jasper laughing in the background. While Ray and Schwaz were laughing, cut to Jasper said, I'm not the playground pooper. Ray said, okay, yeah, okay, dude. Shiraz said, but I'm keeping this. Cut to Schwaz and Jazz said, because I think we're out at home. Cut to Charlotte and Henry smiling. I cut to elevator door closing, and somehow the toilet paper just follows. And that's about it. And now we're back to Henry's house. Cut to Henry's mom opened a jar of pickles while Piper is on the phone, you know, about everything. Hi, Swellview Hospital? No, I'm fine. I just want to know if any teenage boys have shown up there tonight with broken arms. Haha, no. I'm not looking for kid danger. I am a real doctor. Arms are my specialty. And I am looking for work. He said, hello? Hello? He said, ugh! And she goes to her laptop. That guy just hung up me in the middle of my lie. That is so rude. So Chris is saying, sorry, honey. I got my own problems with this pickle jar. It cuts to Henry going home. He said, hey, I'm home. And cuts to Chris and Piper looking at him. And cuts to him saying, oh, Henry Way. Cuts to both of them and cuts to Henry saying, I am tired. So, I'm gonna hit the sack. Piper said, wait, Henry. And Henry's just stopped to look at his sister. And Henry's like, hmm? Piper said, do you know anyone about your age, about your height, who has a broken arm? Cut to Henry, who knew, was like, what? I mean, said, I don't know. Why are you asking me that? I was just, cut to Piper, who was confused. I mean, you can't. He said, this is my sweater. And cut to both of them, cut to, he said, and it belongs to me. Cut to Piper, he's like, what is wrong with you? I say, nothing, okay? I'm tired, all right? Remember me stretching? All right, I'm going to bed. Piper said, it's 5 o'clock. Cut to Henry saying, already? Woo! I am plump tuckered. He's like, good night, everybody. Chris said, he was about to go upstairs, and Chris stopped him and said, wait, honey? Henry said, what? Chris came up and looked at her son and said, can you open this pickle jar for me? And cut to Henry and said, why can't Dad do it? And Chris said, he tried a lot. Said, but Piper called him a wimp, called him a weakling, so he's in the kitchen lifting weights to prove he's strong. Cut to Henry looking in the kitchen and Henry's dad doing some stuff. Cut to all of them, and Henry said, well, maybe that'll make him stronger. So he can finally, the pickle jar, again, pump tuckered. He said, good night. Henry said, Henry. And she towards the pickle jar towards her son. Cut to both of them, he said, and cut to Chris saying, Mama hungry for pickles. Cut to Henry said, okay. He said, I guess I'm opening the pickle jar. He said, with my hands. The Piper said, what else would you open a jar? Because Henry said, no other way, gotta use my hands. All right, let's get this done. And he's about to, like, open it with his jaw. I said, let me just real quick. Cut to Piper and Chris, and Piper said, what are you doing it like that? Cut to Henry said, this is what people do. This is how they open it now, okay? Cut to Chris and Piper arguing. He said, why don't you just now? I said, what are you trying to do? Henry said, I'm totally fine. Cut to them back and forth. Chris said, will you stop fooling around? I said, use both hands. I said, just open the pickle jar. And he does the knees dip stall. I said, the knees do the trick. I said, Piper said, you know how hands work. I said, you're worse than your dad. Cut to Chris and said, use the pits. I said, what? And he does it again. The pits. And Henry said, oh my God, it's the playground pooper. So Chris said, what? And Piper said, really? And cut to Henry just throwing the jar on the ground and turns around. And Cut to Chris looking down and Piper looking down and said, "What did you do?" Cut to Henry said, he said, "I guess I dropped it. Sorry. Technically, it was open, though. And also, I'm really tired. I'm going to bed." Cut to Jake getting his outfit on. Said, "Hey, Henry." Cut to Henry and cut to Jake. He said, "Come get me a spot." Henry said, "Dad, I'm really tired." Henry said, I'm gonna go to bed." Henry said, "Henry." Cut to Chris and give your father a spot. Piper said, "He asked you a spot. You gotta give him a spot." Cut to Henry said, "I guess I'm giving him a spot." While Henry was going towards his father, and Jake said, "You probably don't need to, but if I can't lift this bar up, just help me a little bit. Cut to Henry where his father was and said, "Got it. Okay. Gotta do 10. And Henry said, "Great." And he was about to lift the weight and cut to Jake looking at his daughter and said, "Piper," he said, "watch me." And Piper's busy on her laptop saying, "Yeah, I'm watching." And him exhaling. And Henry's dad about to lift a weight, and Henry tried to help him say, "Okay." Jake said, "G-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g Drake and said, please help me. And I said, okay. And he used his good arm. Drake said, cut to Chris picking up the pickles. Well, Jake said, please use both arms. Henry said, don't tell me how to spot, Dad. Jake said, and he lifted it up. And he said, one. He said, nine more to go. Henry said, what? He said, no, 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 no. And Jake said, get. And Henry said, ugh. It's now back to Swelly Junior High. And guess what Piper is doing? Checking for arms on boys, actually. And Piper said, listen up, boys. Line up. Girls, sail on through. You're good. And she said, you're good. You're good. And she said, wait. And she tapped on the boys' arms and everything. And said, how's your arm? Broken? No? Fine. Get out of here. I said, you're good. Cut to Henry and Charlotte going to school. And he was like, Piper. I said, what are you doing? The Piper said, checking boys for broken arms. And Henry next door said, oh. Cut to Piper said, I know you're good. Get out of here. Also, change that sweatshirt sometime, cowboy. Cut to Charlotte and Henry just going around her. Cut to Oz and Ray in disguise. Cut to Charlotte saying, oh my god. Walking past with her and saying, what are they doing? Cut to Ray in disguise saying, tis ready. Oz in disguise saying, for a sword. And then they press the lever in the trebuchet and just flings and it hit the wall. And everybody gave a clap around the thing. And somehow Ray in disguise saw both of them. He said, oh, good morning, fair youth. And grabbed Henry to the side. He said, good morning to you. And he said, I can't do this, dude. What's going on? Cutting to Charlotte and cut Henry next to Ray. And say, Ray in disguise saying, okay, here's the plan. Say, you go stand by the stairs. We fling a basketball at you. Say, it hits you in your fake arm. And like it's broken. Cut Charlotte and them back and forth. Say, it'd be a lot funnier than Charlotte's idea. Cut Henry say, okay, but what if the basketball doesn't hit me? Ray in disguise says, and break, while pushing Henry off. He said, we are members of the Swamp You Flinging Society. Because she was in disguise. Forsooth, we both fling many things with our trebuchet. And cut to Jasper going where Piper was. It's you. Jasper said, what are you doing? Piper said, checking for broken arms to find Kid Danger. I said, you can go ahead. I said, cut to Jasper saying, you want to check my arm? I said, Piper said, I'm looking for a Kid Danger, not the playground pooper. And Jasper is in disgust and goes to where Henry and Charlotte was. I said, hey. And he runs toward them and said, you guys, check it out. And he gets the pear pad out. And Henry said, hey, pooper. Charlotte said, what's pooping? To Jasper next to the both of them said, I know who the playground pooper is. And cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and said, so do we. Henry next to her is like, yeah, it's you. Cut to Jasper said, no, it's not. I go in toilets. I've been potty trained for 4 years. Cut to Charlotte, who was confused, and saying, wait. Jasper said, look at this. And they both look at the pad that Jasper was holding. Said, this is the playground pooper walking through some cardigans. So all three of them said, and I'm allergic to cardigans, so it can't be me. Cut to Charlotte said, those look like roses, dude. That looks like roses. And Jasper's confused, saying, what? So Henry took a good look. He said, yeah, those are North American sugar roses, bro. I know my flowers. Charlotte said, he does. He went to flower camp. I said, yeah, dude, it was sick. Cut to Jasper said, no! And he goes to the sign with a Henry's grin on his face, with Charlotte laughing. The rain disguise said, hear ye, hear ye. The flinging is about to commence. Cut him going towards Charlotte. Henry said, everyone should stand where they're supposed to stand. Cut to Henry looking at Charlotte said, I gotta go. Going towards the stairs. Charlotte moved out of the way. And Schwarzenegger's guy saying, everyone, beneath. He said, most careful for when your basketball be shot. It traveled so fast. It meant break someone's arm. And then they did for the applause. And cut to misshapen going. I said, hold it right there, fancy pants. Cut to a student with fancy pants on. And misshapen's like, not you, LaRange. And LaRange with a sad face was walking away. And cut to him with her with disguise Henry and Schwat. Disguise Ray and Schwat saying, what the heck is going on here? Cut to Ray in disguise saying, we be the Swabby Fling Society. We are flingers. Schwartz said, we fling us. He said, we fling. Cut to Miss Shaven and said, well, go do your flinging somewhere else. These kids should be in classrooms pretending to listen to their teachers. And cut to Ray, this guy's talking to her and say, look, you want to fling a basketball at a wall? Miss Shaven said, of course I do. He said, get out of my way. Cut to, and pushing them out of the way. Schwartz's guy said, allow me to explain it. Cut to both of them following her. Miss Shaven's like, relax, Leonardo. I've used a trebuchet in the school before. Schwartz in disguise was worried. Ray was worried too. Okay, it's but the mix. And she said, fire in the hall! And she flinged the basketball and somehow hit Charlotte instead. Cut to the students being in shock. And cut to Henry going towards Charlotte. Cut to misshapen giving the basketball to Schwartz like, I was never here! And she flings out of the school where Piper was. And cut to Henry picking up Charlotte, and then all of a sudden Charlotte grabs his fake arm. Okay. And said, no! Ah! Cut to all of their students being in shock while Charlotte was getting up going towards Schwartz and Ray. And he looked at him and said, ah! Cut to Henry's like, ah! Charlotte just pulled off my real arm. Cut it to one of the students and said, picking up the arm, said, next time you see me, I'll probably have a cast. Cut to Melvin and said, this arm is fake. Cut to all the students in shock and said, This is a fake arm. Student number one saying, what? Student number two saying, it's a fake arm. Cuts all the students in shock. Cuts to Henry, who was worried. Cuts to Piper going to her brother. Saying, why are you wearing a fake arm? What are you hiding? Cuts to Piper going towards Henry. Saying, hey, Piper. But she's about to protest, but she didn't stop. Cuts to both Schwaz and Ray. Saying, take this off. What's wrong with you? And she took off the hoodie. And there was a broken arm just appeared out of nowhere. And the whole school was in shock. And cut to Ray Schwaz and Ray and Schwarzenegger in the back, which is not good. Piper saying, you got a broken arm. And cut to Henry again. Madeline said, oh my God, Henry Hart is in danger. And cut to the whole school, shocked. Cut to Charlotte looking at Ray and saying, so much better than my plan. Cut to Schwaz and Ray in to meet defeat. Cut to Henry. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. So in this scene, in these two scenes involve the Swabby Junior High and the janitor's closet. Cut to all the people who were in shock. And cut to Piper, who was dramatized to find out that her brother is Kid Danger. Cut to Piper saying, my brother is Kid Danger. But my brother is gross. So Kid Danger is gross? But I love Kid Danger. So I love my brother. Ah! Poor Piper. Cut to Charlotte and Ray. And cut to her. It cut to Henry not having any of this, just pulling the fake arm away from Melvin and said, why are you hiding? Why were you hiding your broken arm? We have a right to know. Okay. Cut to everybody who's accusing him. And Henry said, listen, everybody, listen. Stop poking me. I'm not. Cut to Charlotte, who is dramatized. I'm not Kid Danger. He said, okay. Cut to Jasper. Stop poking me. And Henry takes the arm and says, stop poking me, Melvin. And he slapped an arm. And he slapped Melvin with a fake arm twice. And everybody calls to be in shock. He said, okay. He said, I have the arm. I get to speak now. Cut to the boy student and said, shh, 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 shh. And he said, thank you. Now, as I was saying, cut to him and said, I am not Kid Danger. Kid Melvin said, prove it. Cut to him and said, I will prove it, Melvin. As soon as I, to Jasper, and cut to Henry, said, think of something. Cut to Jasper thinking of an idea. Cut to him whispering to Henry's ear and said, come with me to the janitor's closet. And he just zooms to the janitor's closet. Well, Henry's confused face just looked at him, and he goes into the closet. Melvin's confused even more. Cut to Charlotte, Schwaz, and Ray. And cut to Henry said, I'll be back with answers. Cut to Melvin said, until then. To Henry's throat. Melvin has the arm. Cut to him throwing Melvin the arm. We'll go into the closet with Jasper. And then him just posing with it. And then Jasper just drags him in to the closet. And Henry's like, what is it, Jasper? And Jasper, all right, take a look at this footage of the playground pooper again. Henry's like, dude. Cut to Charlotte, who comes in, who said, we're just messing with you. We know you're not the playground pooper. Charlotte said, I know, I'm not. But what if you are? Henry said, but I'm not. Jasper said, but what if you are? Henry said, but I'm not. He said, what if you are? Henry said, but I'm not. He said, what if you are? Charlotte said, what are you talking about? Cut to Jasper said, just watch this footage. Yeah, we all have seen the footage. So Rain is disguised by following them. Cut to him with Charlotte, Jasper, and Henry said, you got a big problem on your hands. Henry said, I know that. Thank you. Jasper said, guys, listen. What if Henry was the playground pooper? To Ray next to Charlotte and Henry said, that's impossible. He said, it's you. She said, no, it's not. Cut to Schwartz just popped down and no one said, hiya. And cut to Jasper, ah! Cut to all of them being in shock. Cut to Schwartz, cut to Charlotte with Ray and Henry. And Charlotte said, how'd you get in there? Cut to Schwartz in disguise saying, wasn't easy. Cut to back to them again. And cut to Schwartz again and said, I have an idea that will solve all of Henry's problems. So all of them, Jasper said, so do I. Cut to Ray in disguise next to Charlotte and Henry said, clog it, pooper. What you got, Schwartz? Schwartz in disguise said, we set off a memory wave, and everyone within a 3-block radius had no memory of it or anything else in their lives. To all of them, Henry said, I mean, maybe. Said, it is simple. Ray in disguise said, yeah, but what's funny about it? Like, what am I going, ha ha? Cut to said, guys, I have a solution, and it's really funny. And it's cut back outside of the school. Henry and Jasper were on one side, and the students were on the other with Piper. Okay, there's been a lot of speculation. Cut to Jasper said today that Henry is Kid Danger. To Melvin said he with the students said he is. They said no, he's not, but he has something he wants to announce. Cut to Henry next to Jasper and said, I don't know if I can. He said, Henry Hart, everyone, and pushed him out of the way. Gave him a clap. Some of the students gave him a clap, too. Henry said, thank you. And one of the students gave him the podium that Piper was using. Henry said, oh, right, my sister's podium. Glad that's there. And Laurence just gave him a microphone out there. And a microphone. Thank you, Laurence. And the sign language interpreter next to him and said, and the sign language interpreter. Cut to all of them. And he said, great. Okay. Cut to him and the sign language interpreter and said, I know that there's a lot of speculation that due to my broken arm, I am Kid Danger. Cut to Piper, horrified, and said, ah! To Henry's next to the sign language interpreter and saying, but the fact of the matter is, I'm not Kid Danger because he couldn't get it out of his mouth, but he had to. He said, I am, well, cut to Jasper, who's supporting him, and cut back to Henry and said, I am the playground pooper. Cut to the interpreter, who was in shock, and all the students were in shock. And cut back to Mel and said, so you're Kid Danger and the playground pooper? And he said, what? No, 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 no. Cut Henry said, no, I'm just the playground pooper. Cut to Ray in disguise between Jasper and Charlotte said, okay, this is funny. Cut to all saying, prove it. Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! And Ray was about to do the same thing, but Charlotte caught him off. Prove it! Prove it! Prove it! And cut to Jasper holding up the pad for evidence. And cut to the students shutting up. Cut to Henry said, as you can see in the security camera footage of me. Cut to the pad. And cut to Henry next to the interpreter doing what I love. Cut to the students with a sister. It's time stamped. Cut to back to the visit, which proves that the exact time that Kid Danger, cut to him and the interpreter said, whoever he is, was getting his arm broken by Dr. Karate. I was on the playground. And cut to Melvin and said, pooping? So Henry said, yes, Melvin, thank you. I was pooping. Cut to student number one said, oh, and student number two said, that's disgusting. Cut to students. So Henry said, so, obviously, I'm not Kid Danger, okay? He said, please respect my privacy. I seek help during this difficult time. Thank you. And he was about to go away while Jasper turned him out. Cut to Melvin said, wait. Cut to both of them looking at him. Cut to Melvin said, how did you break your arm then? Cut to them having a good point. Student number three said, ooh. Student number four said, ah. Cut to the students, and to Henry, yes, how did I break my arm? After I did my thing, I slipped. Cut to Melvin said, on poop? Say, yes, Melvin, on poop. It cuts all the students laughing, including Melvin and Piper. Henry's the playground pooper, and he slipped on his own poop and broke his arm. To Henry saying, "No one likes you, Melvin." "No one likes you." Jasper just shooing him away. Josh said, "No further questions." And cut to all of them just hanging out on the side. And that is about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 8, season 5 of Henry Danger, Broken Armed and Dangerous. Wow, wow, wow. Like I said, guys, that was a really close call about him disposing his danger for the very first time. But that episode was the last time we get to see Swalvia Junior High in that series. So, yeah, I hate to see Swalvia Junior High go, but if you have seen Danger Force, I love the new makeover. It looks so good, trust me. And Swalvia Junior High got needed a makeover big time, and I really, really enjoyed that. But, yeah, so that was a very close call about Henry exposing identity to his whole entire school, and that was a very, very close one, and I gotta say that much. But, yeah, so next episode is the crossover between Night Squad and Henry Danger, so you don't want to miss it. Trust me, this is the last crossover we get to see in the entire series, and it's a blink-and-you'll-miss-it moment, and one of the cast members of Carla Jonas's favorite series, Julian the Phantoms, is in the in this episode, so you do not want to miss it. He used to be in Night Squad, so trust me. He played one of the Phantom Boys, and trust me, it's really, really crazy from here. So, guys, I give this episode a 10 out of 10. Great job to the cast and crew for doing this episode. And what else can I say? I mean, this episode was good, absolutely amazing, and it had a lot of laughs and funny. So, yeah. Make sure you turn into the crossover episode next week so you do not want to miss that. Trust me, I love crossover episodes. It's so good. It's so amazing. This is the last one of the series, so that's all I got to say for you guys. So, yeah, that's about it. Next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. I love that segment so much. I hope you love my taste of music so far. And trust me, this next song is going to be rough off your boots. So, yes, I hope you enjoy the segment as much as I do. So, yeah. And the segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's Trevor's like Tron Light Cycle Run is now in previews in the Magic Kingdom. I am so excited to when this opens in April, so I'll give you all the updates about that ride. All of anything Disney, I got you covered, so trust me. But it's only in previews, you guys, but if you've gotten the opportunity to ride it, trust me, it looks good. I gotta say that much, and it looks great. So if you're in preview mode and you want to experience it for yourself, so enjoy it. If you've gotten that opportunity, so make sure you go and ride it while you can before it actually opens in 2 months. Trust me, it looks so good, and that's all I can say. So if you have that opportunity to go see it in previews, now might be your chance. So it looks good, and I cannot wait to see it open, so I'll give you covered on that when it fully opens, so stay tuned for that. And Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is this Friday, the movie that's going to start Phase 5 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe with a bang. I am so excited about this, and Kang is finally here, and he is no freaking joke. You thought Thanos was dangerous. This could be the most dangerous man we've ever conquered. And oh my god, I did a joke. Yes, I did that. So I cannot wait to get tickets for this film. I'm so excited because you know I'm a big Marvel fan at heart. And Cassie is finally joining the team, who is now a teenager, and her suit looks so good. Oh my god, you have no idea. And there's nothing more I can say, you guys. If you're a big fan of Marvel and you love Ant-Man, make sure you go and get your tickets for this Friday for Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. This Friday, again, you do not want to miss it. It's the beginning of Phase 5, and trust me, it gets really cool from here, so I cannot wait to see this film myself. And when you're a big Marvel fan, you know what's up, so make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday. You do not want to miss it. And I recap episode 8, Season 5 of Henry Danger, Broken, Armed, and Dangerous. This episode was intense, but he got time to say goodbye to Swellview Junior High for now, because just got a makeover at Danger Force. If you haven't seen it in Season 2, it had an Easter egg in there, so it was really exciting for that. But, yeah, so I really, really enjoyed Swellview Junior High as much as I did, and Henry Danger, and just to say goodbye to it felt like it was just so weird, to be honest with you, and to have to end it with a bang, and that's all I gotta say. But shout out to the cast and crew for this wonderful episode they put together, and his identity almost got exposed. That was a close one, so I gotta say about that. But stay tuned for next week, because this is the final crossover episode we get to see in the series, and it's with Night Squad, so you do not want to miss that, guys. Trust me, the next episode is going to be so wild. Make sure you stay tuned to next week. I guarantee it, guys. So shout out to the cast and crew for doing a great job on this episode, and that's all I gotta say. So I'm happy about it, and there's nothing more else to it. So great job, guys, and you deserved it. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Demi Lovato. I said it before, and I'll say it again. This woman was part of my childhood. You saw As the Bell Rings growing older, and you've seen her since then. Well, you're a true Demi Lovato fan. Whatever it's through acting, whatever it's through music, she has changed my life. Gotta say that much. She is killing the rock star game. She is back and better than ever. She had went through the ups and downs in her career. And trust me, one of them was pretty brutal. So we almost lost her along the way. So that was a pretty brutal time. But yes, her music changed my life for the better, and trust me, Demi, she is a rock star. She is, and whatever she does, she's always killing it. So Demi, I love you so much. This is for you, girl, and killing it for what you do best, girl. Thank you for shaping my childhood, and we love you, and this is dedicated to you. I love you so much, and hope you like this as much as I do, Demi Lovato fans. So here we go. So this is the fourth song that I chose from her album. Here we go again. It's called Remember December. When I heard the song for the first time, and when I saw the music video, it was kind of unique and different with the lighting and everything else, and it's just like, oh my god. Demi is so killing the game with this song and video, and it was just beautiful, it was art, it was amazing, and she's really killing it every single time. So, yeah, so I love this song. I remember, like, it was yesterday, and I still listen to it till this day, so yeah, so if you have listened to it, you can listen to it with me. If you haven't, well, this is the treat for you. So, yeah, so if you're Demi Lovato fans, you know the drill. So, yeah, I'm happy about it. So, Demi Lovato fans, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato and if you're a big fan of her music, should you turn on the speakers or your devices so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along. Because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So this is the fourth song that I chose from her second album, Demi Lovato. Here we go again. It's called Remember December. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Coming on, 'cause I know you want to be moving on.
for Demi Lovato, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Again, the song. Oh my gosh. The video, though? Sheesh. It's still classic till this day. If you haven't seen the video of this song, again, go watch it. It's so unique, and oh my god. Song. Still classic to this day, and I'm so happy to see Demi Lovato killing the game with rock again, better than ever. And this album really did the job done. So, yes, if you're a fake fan of Demi Lovato, if you love this song, go put it on your playlist. If you haven't seen the video, go watch it on her YouTube. Type in Remember December, and it'll pop up on your feed. So, trust me, guys, this is the best song that I ever heard from her in that album, and what else can you say? I mean, Demi Lovato is the goddess of music. She's awesome. She is amazing. And she is the goddess of rock music. And that's all I can say. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you like to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, if you want to get some, hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. It's crazy. One of them is called Cartoon Fan. So she recaps every cartoon that you know and love when you were a childhood from every network. And this is another podcast that I never heard of. Kamina, what are you doing to me, girl? This is amazing. So make sure, if you're a big fan of cartoons, just go follow Cartoon Fan. I highly recommend her. And sadly, her horror podcast is no longer with us. But if you're a big fan of cartoons, go to Cartoon Fan on her podcast. I really appreciate that. So, yeah, so if you're a big fan of cartoons, go check that out. I highly recommend that. But if you're a big fan of Henry Danger or Danger Force or anything in the Dangerverse, I encourage you to go check out Danger Girl. She recaps them and reviews all episodes of the Dangerverse. And she is a big Henry Danger fan since the beginning, and I love her so much. And she has a recap of season 3 coming up after, so make sure you stay tuned to that. And if you love anything Henry Danger fan fiction, go to Henry Danger Stories. It is, by far, she reads every single story that's on her Wattpad, and she is the best. So if you love anything Henry Danger and fan fiction, you put 2 and 2 together, go to Henry Danger Stories. I highly recommend that podcast. So, so I'm really lucky to get to know these 3 podcasts. But before she had those 4 podcasts, she had 1 podcast. She did all 3, but it's no longer with us. But she had a podcast called Kamina T, where she did everything. And she was my co-host for those 2 weeks. So if you want to get to know Kamina T, and to learn more everything about her, she was my community in the description of my podcast. We do anything topics, anything recapping season 1 episodes of Danger Force. 2 of them, that is. And we do songs of the week. So go to community in the description. You do not want to miss that. You can get to know her. And she is amazing. Again, I love her so much. And Kamina, I am so proud to call you a man fan and a friend, and I'm so glad I found you on my For You page when I have the chance. So, yeah, so Kamina, keep doing what you're doing. I love you so much, and yeah, so make sure you follow her on Twitter as well. So make sure you go and check her out on Twitter as well. So Kamina, girl, I love you. I love you, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go and spend this Valentine's Day week, but I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast this week. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day week. And trust me, you're going to get lovey-doveys this whole week. Trust me. And I hope I made your day a little bit better, whatever you're from the United States or across the pond, whatever you are. So thank you for taking the time to let me blabber for an hour. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate you. And I hope I keep doing what you love. And it's about the Dangerverse here and nowhere else. Trust me. No other podcast can do what I do. So, yeah, I hope it makes you happy. And, yeah, that's about it. make sure to give this podcast a follow. That would be really, really great. You can also follow me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you listen to this and share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the Man fans know here and around the world if they're bored out of their minds, work, vacation, or listening to stuff, or whatever. This podcast is everything. Or if you want to listen to Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger and Henry Danger Universe and HGU, and I am your girl for that. So, yeah, so if you're new here, well, welcome. So if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I'm always here to make sure you just follow me around, guys. I really, really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much for that. I really, really appreciate you. So, if you're having trouble with everything else, no problem. I got you covered. Everything about Henry Danger and Danger Force. So, if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force from start to finish, and my job is to get you guys comfortable or whatever you are. So, yeah, so trust me, this is like the best thing you could do for your kids or whatever if you love Henry Danger or Danger Force, or if you haven't heard of the show. And make sure you go and check that out. So that would be great. But wait, I almost forgot. You can also follow me on social media as well. Go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram. I post things about myself, including myself. And make sure you go and check my thing out. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you're from here, follow me on Instagram. So I guarantee it that much, guys. So thank you so much. I really appreciate this. If you're following me on social media, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. But if you're looking for an account that has all the movie and TV show reviews, whatever it's Star Wars, Marvel, DC, or anything else, I got you covered, and action movies as well. So make sure you go follow my Marilyn Susan account. I really, really appreciate that, guys. If you're looking for a movie to watch or anything else, I got you covered on that account. And my reviews are my reviews, so you don't have to hate on them. They're my reviews, so you don't have to do your opinion. So that's what really counts. But if you're looking for a movie to watch, it's a Marilyn Susan account. I got all the movies for you. I got you covered. And yeah, that's about it. But if you're looking for another platform on Twitter, go follow me on Twitter. Just miss.norman1992 for the exact same concept. I review everything action movies, whatever, and movies, which is Marvel, DC, or Star Wars. I got you covered on that as well. I do my reviews on Twitter as well. You should go and follow me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992. I really appreciate it. But during the early days of my account, I talked about the cutest human being in the entire world, Chase Norman. I do not love that cutie. But, also, if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. You can go to miss.holland92. There's a link in my bio, so make sure you click on that. Or if you're following me on Twitter, which is miss.norman1992, the link is over there in my bio as well. So if you're at either of those platforms, whatever it's Twitter or Instagram, click on the link on my bio. It will take you straightly to my podcast page and all the episodes that are in there included. But you got to click on the button that says more platforms. So click on more platforms and find the platform that your podcast platform that you're subscribed to. Once you click on it, it'll take you to the sign in page. You go sign in for your information, your username, password, and you just click on that. And next thing after that, you click on the follow button, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, again, if you don't know me, if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force episode, which is the Dangerverse. My goal is to make you guys comfortable. If you have heard of the show, haven't heard it, this is your opportunity to get to know the show and get to know me as well. So make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and thank you so much for coming along and discover this podcast. So hope you enjoy the ride, and I hope I can make you happy and comfortable. But to all those people who's been with me since day one. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Words cannot describe how this means to me. Next month is going to be my third anniversary of this podcast. And there's no words to describe how my goal was to make you happy during quarantine. And now, years later, you're still watching me since day one, even though you went your separate ways. And it's just like, it's just so crazy how you make this woman happy. And there's no words to describe this. Whatever you're from, the United States or across the pond, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops. And trust me, that is my goal. I really am glad to help you during your day, whatever you're feeling bad or if you want to feel happy in your life. Trust me, I've been there once in your life. And trust me, if you want to do something good, that's why I did this. So thank you guys so much for staying with me. Thank you for believing in me. And most importantly, believe in yourself. So if you want to chase your own dream, go for it. I guarantee it that much. Whatever it is, finding love or chasing your dream, you can actually be possible and stand up for your own rights and beliefs. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you coming. And three-year anniversary is around the corner. Thank you guys so much. And I'm not going to stop doing it until everything is in on there. So thank you so much. And like I said, guys, just be yourself and don't drool and stay in school, guys. So trust me, follow your dreams and never give up. So thank you so much. And I hope I can make you proud. So, yeah, that's about it. Thank you. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe update, and most importantly, happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.